Today, Super Bowl Sunday, over 100 million people will huddle around their TVs to watch one of the biggest annual sports events. But what makes it so compelling to so many people to discuss? We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Angie Hobbs, professor of the Public Understanding of Philosophy at the University of Sheffield. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a real pleasure to be with you on this very exciting day.
Yeah. So what is it about being connected to a sports team that appeals to so many?
Oh, so much. I mean, it makes you feel alive. If your team does well, it brings joy, but it always brings excitement. It brings some kind of solace and escape from our everyday cares, which, my goodness, we've needed in the last couple of years, haven't we? But I think just as importantly, your team, if they play well, they can also model the kind of resilience needed to take care of those troubles that you might have in your own life. So you're not just getting the thrill of the sport. You're also seeing certain characteristics modeled which help you through life. You're seeing resilience. You're seeing inner strength. You're getting a sense of inspiration to increase your own aspirations in life. So you're getting a lot more out of the sport and following a team than just the enjoyment of watching.
So, okay, take the Super Bowl, for example. Regardless of whether you care about the Bengals or the Rams or even football in general, countless Americans today will still flock to that TV, talk about it, and celebrate it. What do you attribute this to?
A longing for community and community identity. And though, of course, you may feel an identity with your team, beyond that, there is an identity with your nation, with your one of your national sports. This great desire to get together, particularly after the last 2 years when so many of us have been isolated in our homes, and join in something and watch something at the same time and cheer or groan at the same time. I think we're longing for that.
Do you think that people are craving this sort of sense of togetherness more than ever now because of the pandemic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, my goodness me, you know, it's not the same just watching on catch up. We want to do things in real time, knowing that other people are going through those emotions at the same time as us. It's really important to help us feel alive.
I mean, do you think that loving sports can actually make you a better, more fulfilled person?
I think it can, if done with some kind of moderation. So, yes, so as I've suggested, at its best, being a sports fan can help give you that kind of resilience and inner strength to deal with problems in your own life if you see your team modeling those kind of ethical characteristics in play. And that can be fantastic. It can give you this sense of ambition, that you want to take inspiration from your heroes. You want to do something with your own life too, and that can be fantastic. However, you can overdo it, and that can be really dangerous, because if you're making yourself really vulnerable to events that are completely outside your control, it's not up to you whether the Rams or the Bengals win or lose tonight, and that can make you very vulnerable to plunging down into a sort of spiral of despair if you identify too much with your team. So I would say take the joy when your team does well, but if your team doesn't win, then you need some philosophical stoicism and endurance. And also, I think you need to be careful. If you're a fan to the extent that it's really taking up all your time and you're spending all your leisure time watching stuff, you know, on your computer or joining WhatsApp groups or whatever, then you're taking time and energy and attention away from your family, from your friends, from other things you might be doing in your life. So within moderation, I think being a sports fan is fantastic and can really enrich your life and strengthen your character. But you can overdo it. It can be dangerous.
All right, good to keep in mind. Angie Hobbs, professor of the Public Understanding of Philosophy at the University of Sheffield. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. And I'm so looking forward to a really exciting close game. And I hope that great sporting skills will be modelled on the pitch, but also those kinds of ethical characteristics that we've been talking about, that they win well and they lose well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Angie.